Nearly every Georgia school district has to deal with external factors that affect the child's ability to learn. And one is poverty, says State Superintendent John Barge.
We rank very high as far as the percentage of our students living in poverty and the percentage of our students eating free and reduced lunch. And as a state in general, we have the seventh highest poverty rate in the nation.
It takes different strategies and resources, says Barge, to help districts meet the needs of impoverished students.
Like additional time for students, because the poverty does have an impact on their readiness for school.
And according to Barge, that means increasing and not cutting education funding.
I think that we need to maybe adjust our lenses a little bit and look at the fact that education is the single most important investment that this state can make in its future, rather than looking at it as the single largest expense in the budget.
That's the only way the state can improve upon this recent ranking in the Quality Counts report. But Barge is touting some successes.
We ranked 10th in the nation overall in increases in high school graduation rates, and we ranked 5th in the nation in positive change in advanced placement test scores over a 10-year period.
Barge says 60% of Georgia's education budget is federally funded, and he's hopeful state leaders will increase education spending. Rose Scott, WABE News.